Thank you, Sam. We come to our last batch of news items, and they're a mixed bag as always. We've got petitions to reopen a pharmacy, a very confused caller about a bomb, and even a quick synopsis of the row over the 2023 balloon incursions around the world.
Indeed they are, Lorna. University Technical College, Norfolk, has been hunting for ways of making its students more prepared for interviews. Emma Palick, head teacher at UTCN, said, "In years gone by, apprenticeships were favoured by students from less affluent backgrounds because they were able to earn whilst they learn and not end up in debt before they start their careers. In recent years, we have noticed prestigious programmes with companies like Rolls-Royce are becoming very competitive. We're seeing more private school students competing for these apprenticeships. We want our students to be competitive at these interviews, so we want them to be confident and polished. In an effort to improve these skills, the school drafted in television presenter Paul Connolly, who has appeared on ITV Tonight and The World's Toughest Prisons on Netflix, to share some top tips. Mr. Connolly ran workshops with pupils aged between 14 and 18 on how to improve their body language and communication. He said, "Huge kudos in the school for thinking outside of the box. I was really excited at how engaged the students were in the programme. They want these top jobs, top apprenticeships, and were really receptive to what we were discussing."
Boots Pharmacy in Beauthorpe has been closed for the last 5 months, and folk living in the area have risen to the challenge to try and get it back, with more than 500 signatures in a recent petition being sent to NHS England. Mike Sands, City Councillor for Beauthorpe Ward, drafted the petition after being made aware of the idea by a number of people in the community and a local pharmacist. Mr. Sands said, "Chemist shops may be a private business, but like the post office, it represents a local service which we all use, either infrequently or frequently. There are many elderly people here and others who have mobility problems or don't drive, so having a pharmacy is critical. People here see the pharmacy as central to the community, and we'll battle as best we can to get it back."
A temporary government scheme to cap bus fares has been extended until the summer. The scheme, introduced at the beginning of the year, introduced a £2 fares for dozens of bus services in the county and was initially expected to run until April. The government has since announced an extension to the scheme, as well as providing another £85 million to run services until the end of June. David Renard, transport spokesperson for the local government association, said, "We are pleased that both the £2 scheme and the operator grant has been extended. Buses act as a lifeline for so many people in our local communities. However, our bus services cannot survive on a hand-to-mouth existence. The government should use the time this funding buys to work with councils and operators to develop a long-term, reformed bus funding model with significant new money."
A farm in the Norfolk Broads with dozens of alpacas is being transformed into a yoga retreat. Burnt Fen Alpacas, between Horning and Neatishead, is hosting the retreat, which is designed to offer a well-being experience that helps guests unwind and relax in the company of its 40 alpacas. Guests will stay in Burnt Fen House, which is located next to a private broad owned by the estate. Vegetarian meals will also be offered and included in the retreat cost price. The retreat will take place from Friday, June 16 to Sunday, June 18. Prices start at £500, and places at the event can be booked on the Burnt Fen Retreat website.
almost 50 new publicly accessible charge points will be installed in residential streets in Nelson, Mancroft, Mile Cross, Sewell, Thorpe Hamlet, Lakenham and Town Close divisions. The initiative had been announced last year, but Norfolk County Council has now confirmed EB Charging has won the contract to install the 46 on-street charging points. EB Charging will fully fund the installation and ongoing maintenance, whilst UK Power Networks identified locations and ensured the electricity grid can support the charge points. The council says some on-street parking restrictions next to the charge points will need to be reviewed so electric vehicles can access them. It is hoped the charge points will be up and running by the summer.
When a woman rang Yarmouth Police Department for the latest on last week's unexploded bomb, she didn't realise her call landed more than 3,000 miles off course. The major incident saw more than 200 homes evacuated inside a 200-metre exclusion zone before the bomb blew up unexpectedly last Friday afternoon. Amid the drama, the woman, who has not been identified, mistakenly dialed the police department based 3,317 miles away in Yarmouth, Massachusetts. "I'd like to make inquiries, please, about the World War II bomb," she asked the bleary-eyed American, who said at the end of the call it was 5 a.m. in this part of the world. The woman told the operator she was in a Great Yarmouth hotel while her daughter had been evacuated and wondered whether she should book another night at the hotel. Finally realising she had hit a dead end, the caller asked who she could call for updates before the penny finally dropped that she had dialed the wrong Yarmouth police.
Balloon row is 2023 in a nutshell. The US has now shot down 5 mystery balloons over its airspace, with only the first confirmed to be from China. These include, in what may be the perfect metaphor for US military strategy, what may have been a 10-pound hobby balloon. For the most part, the origins of these objects remain a mystery. And just to make things even more interesting, the US has refused to rule out them being of alien origin. But visits from the interstellar neighbourhood seem a lot more exciting than potentially devastating rivalries between world powers. We've now reached a stage where conspiracy theorists are saying aliens don't exist, but the government wants you to think they do. Strange days indeed. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Last week, we sent out the voting form and information about the revision to the Chatterbox Constitution for the AGM in March. We have received some of the forms back, filled in and signed. So a big thank you to you. If you still want to return your forms, please complete them with your vote, not forgetting to sign them, and place them back in the yellow envelope to be returned along with your memory stick. If you do not wish to vote, please take the forms out and dispose of them appropriately.
As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst.
We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 76 5365. That's 01603 76 5365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on, all in lowercase, cbtn.org.uk. So, for now, it's goodbye from me, Mike, and Lorna.
Goodbye.